This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He is an ASE-certified mechanic, also field producer for the show, and at times, along with Motor Mike Wallace of WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, a fill-in host on the show here. It's Mark Evans standing by as our good friend Frank, a listener in New Mexico, calls him the Swami. The Swami is in the house. And speaking of Frank, Frank, if you're listening out there, give a call in sometime during this hour, because we need to get one little bit of information from you in order to get you the prize that you won during the appearance by the gentleman from Slime. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The email is bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we go to the guest lines and bring forth a man who is no stranger to these airways. He's one of our regular contributors, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues with your vehicle. And he is a radio automotive talk show host as well, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, Bob, I'm doing good. Did Frank happen to answer the Ghostbuster question? Is that why he's getting slimed?
good question. Yeah, he came up with an answer to do with a question I had out on the table a little while back to do with the Cosworth Vega, which was a General Motors attempt at a high performance variant of what was arguably one of the first economy cars by an American car company, the much forgotten now Chevrolet Vega. Boy, have we come a long way since then, Mark.
Oh, yeah. And I would definitely pick one of the black Cosworths with the gold stripes on them any day. You can send that right over, Bob.
That's right. They only came in two different color combinations. Mark, as you're 100% correct, black and gold, and white and gold was the other one. And a little bit of a collectible today, but it falls into that category of being kind of a funky collectible out of the 1970s. There are other folks who have mint Gremlins and AMC Pacers that, believe it or not, are collectibles. We're not talking high-dollar collectibles here, but nevertheless, these vehicles have fallen now into a certain niche of 70s vehicles, which folks are longing for and are grabbing at auctions across North America. I was thinking, Mark, one of the things that I get questions about from time to time here on the show, and you would be a great person to address this problem, is finding a good mechanic. If you're relocating to another part of the country, if you've been transferred, which is something that is all too common in this day and age, if you work for a big corporation and they're moving you from Chicago to Orlando, Florida, or they're moving you from the East Coast to the West Coast, and you don't have any of the connections that you have in your old hometown, and now you have to find a new shop if you're not going to be taking it to a dealer, if you have a car that's out of warranty. What are some of the things that folks need to think about when shopping for a new shop and a new mechanic?
Oh, Bob, it is a good question, and they don't have to worry anymore. I do have a travel bag.
Very good.
In fact, that's makes a mechanic like myself or a technician really happy or proud. I've been actually shipped out of my home city to do some mechanic work on on commercial fleets before. So that makes the guy kind of proud, you know. But sure. The easiest thing to do is mechanic wise. You know, they say, Bob, that the facts, the stats show that none of us want to go into the dentist. Period. We do not want to go to the dentist. That's the number one service/business that none of us want to go to, because not only does it hurt, but it costs. Guess what number two is? Mr. Mechanic.
Wow.
So, yeah. And you know, and there are two things on the poll show that, in fact, do any of us have any money for a dentist? You know, a crown. What's a crown cost? Plus, 1,000 plus, you know. Oh, yeah, we've got that in our back pocket. Not. So, mechanic. Yeah. And you don't need a dentist until you need a dentist, if you know what I mean. It's hurting.
Yes.
And it usually hurts, you know, on your day off, like a Sunday, and nobody's open. So, same thing with like a mechanic. For some reason, cars, we need our cars to go to and from grocery store, work, etc. And they break. At the most opportune time that we can't, we're just like, what in the world's going on? My checkbook's empty in my car. They're telling me it needs a $300-$400 part plus labor, yada, yada, yada. So those are the two professions. So those are the two first people that I say to my kids, please go find a dentist that you like and go find a mechanic, which they're lucky they've already got one of those solved. But, best and the easiest way to find a mechanic is just go right to that brand new town that you moved to and find a parts store. If it's Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, AutoZone, whatever big chain type store there is. And these parts stores today, Bob, has not only do they have the front counters for all of us retail people that walk in, but believe it or not, they've got a commercial desk hidden behind the back wall. And that commercial desk is where me, myself, and I, my three employees, go get parts. So we order our parts now today as mechanics on the Internet. We have an electronic account that we look up our own parts. We push a button. So we hit enter. It prints the invoice at that back counter. So, with that said, you can walk in as a residential retail person and say, hey, how you guys doing up there on the front? Male or female, whatever. Hey, can I talk to your commercial desk real quick? I got a question for them. And guess what that question is? Simple question. They, of course, will come out. They're human. They walk out. Hey, how you doing? What can I help you with? Well, I just want to know. I just moved into town. I want to know who do you send the most parts to in this area?
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. They'll tell you. They'll say, well, geez, what are you getting at? Well, we want to just find a good mechanic. And that's when they say, hey, we send most of our parts. This one shop, this one person buys a ton from us. Where is he located at? Where is she located at? And there you go. You have their phone number. One stop, and you get yourself one of the best. Why do I know that they're good? Because they're buying a lot of parts. They're doing a lot of repair, you know. And then once you call the person, get to know them, hey, how you doing? This is so-and-so. I just live around the corner. I'd like you to mechanic on my car, change my oil. Do you do all about everything? And that's where you look for the little blue star, Bob. You know what that is, of course. Got the letters in it.
Of course. The ASE badge.
Yeah. Automotive Service Excellence. And that little blue star, I've got, of course, a big metal sign on the wall that proudly flies that flag, as we call it, that little blue star. And that's what you got to look for. You know, right there in plain sight on their shop wall and in front of their shop service bays, wherever it might be. And then just ask them, do you do brakes? Do you do timing belts? Do you do oil leaks, gas leaks, antifreeze leaks, water pumps? So, you know, do you do my brakes? And they, yes, 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 no, no, no. And at that point, when you hear some no's, write it down and say, then you got to go find an expert. But and another thing you can do when they drive in, Bob, to that shop, the parts store sent them to, the person can just look at and see how many different brands and how many different kind of cars, trucks are in their parking lot.
Yeah, that's a really good point. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk to Mark about picking that new mechanic in your new hometown. Telephone-wise, if you got a question for Mark, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. Crazy about a Mercury.
We're back. We're live here. all across South America, around the world, via GCNlive.com. We have lots of stations that take us on tape delay as well. And, of course, we're available in podcast and archive form at our network's website, GCNlive.com. Mark Evans is with us, ASC-certified mechanic, contributor to this broadcast, and no stranger to the radio airways. He himself, for many years, hosted a very popular call-in show, taking questions, under-the-hood type questions, and that's what we're doing here today. We've got the hood popped, and we're talking about getting a new mechanic if you're moving into a new area, and Mark came up with a really good solution to that. Before we go to our first caller, Mark, any other words of advice for folks who are relocating? Go to their, just to recap, you suggested they go to their AutoZone or Pep Boys to ask for the person who handles their corporate accounts and to find out who in their community is buying a lot of parts. You also said look for the ASC certification badge at that location, and also to drive by and look at the type of cars and the brands and makes of cars that they're servicing, which is definitely a very good suggestion, Mark.
Yeah, another thing too, Bob, that on the car brands, you want to actually grade the shop, A being the best, F being the worst. And so, you know, I'm not saying anybody's good and or bad here, but I am saying that, we can say that we work on Mercedes-Benz, but do we have any in the parking lot? You know what I mean?
That's true. Yep, exactly. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to be doing it and doing it on a regular basis, which is also important. I mean, if the person has worked on one Mercedes in his life, he can say, yeah, I've done Mercedes, but it was only one time.
Absolutely, yeah. And another question we got to throw out there, Bob, our listeners, is how do I get rid of the mechanic that I have?
Yeah.
You know, is my mechanic's not treating me right? That's what my personal opinion is of my mechanic at this time. And so that's more of a question that I get in my own head all the time, because you know what we hear? Yeah, I don't want to take everybody behind the shop door now, Bob. So hang on, here we go. Behind the shop door, as mechanics, we hear our customer tell us that they have this problem with their car, of course. That's why they're there at our place. But then they tell us where it's been, what the other people have done to it. And now it's getting dropped off in, as, let's just say, my lap right now. So I hear bad words from where? Out of the customer, my new customer's mouth, from other shops. So I just want to say, you know, that question, how do I get rid of the mechanic that I have? Just say goodbye and drive away. That's the best way to do it. Don't spend energy trying to find out why, how come they haven't fixed it correctly. You spent hundreds of dollars and they just still have not been able to find it. You just at one point, it's kind of like owning a bad stock on the stock market. It keeps falling, you know, Bob, and you've had enough torture and you finally sell. Well, that's about the time everybody's buying it. You don't own it now and the stock's going up on you. You're going, what the heck's going on? Well, on car repair, same thing. If you got a bad taste in your mouth about that repair shop after the first repair, I would not go back. And that's the key. Now, behind the closed doors too, a lot of shops, you know, have the chain or the door. You can't see where the mechanics are. They've kind of changed that a little bit in the dealerships today where they have what I call a fishbowl. Honda, of course, here in Boise, Idaho, where my man museum is, where I hang out. The Honda dealer has got the popcorn, the coffee, the cocoa, the tea right there. And there's these big windows, and you can look literally right out at and into the shop area. And what am I looking for, Bob? It's a Honda dealer. Of course I'm going to see Hondas, but I'm looking as a new customer, and you got to do the same thing with an independent repair shop. Can I come out in the shop and just take a look? I won't go but only 2 feet inside your door, and they're going to look at you real funny. I'm looking for the size of toolboxes. How big is the toolbox of the mechanics. Mm-hmm. If you see a toolbox that they need a forklift to move it, I think you found the right place.
Very good.
Okay.
Good words of advice.
You got a lot of tools in that box. And a real quick story I had, through the years, commercial shop, hire and fire, sorry, I have to do sometimes that, and I had a gentleman I interviewed their toolboxes. Bring the toolbox in, let me take a look. That's how I hired people. And I had one gentleman, this fun error, type error story, it's a true fact, I said, bring your toolbox in. Of course, Al said, why? Well, I said, I want to look your toolbox. I just want to interview your toolbox. I'm looking to see how big and how many tools you got. I had one guy bring in a plastic fishing tackle box with tools in it. So we've got to ask our crowd today, would they hire that person as a mechanic? I don't think they would. So,
no, it's not a whole lot of space.
Yeah. And so that's I'm giving that other question, is how does a shop owner, operator, manager hire mechanics? That is how you hire mechanics. So kind of took everybody behind the shop door here today, and I like doing that, Bob. I like the facts, like the truth, and their thing too. I mean, what I've been doing this 45 years, started at an early age in a small gas engine class way back in junior high, first year of junior high, and it's amazing. All the fun I've had, all the grief, all the scars, all that. But you know what that all is? You know what I call that, Bob? It's called patina.
that old rusty
truck I got out there in the van museum, the 57 Chevy. It's got no paint left, got some rust on it. I might be describing myself. But boy, does it run good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. Well, Mark, let's go to the caller lines at 855-660-4261. If we run out of time, we'll certainly hold this gentleman over. I put a shout out to him at the top of the hour because we need to grab his telephone number because the folks at Slime want to give him a prize and they need that little bit of information before they send it out to him. So who is the mystery man? It's Frank from New Mexico. Frank, how are you doing?
Bob and Swami Mark, and enjoying the show as always. I've got an underhood question for Mark if he's up to it and has the credentials.
Well, when we come back from the break,
okay.
You'll do that. You'll be the first guy, and make sure Mackenzie gets your telephone number that I can pass along to the folks at Slime who will give you a call. They've got something good in store for you, Frank. We'll take a pit stop and more questions after we talk to Frank in New Mexico. You could be what the next person after that. 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Even though the United States economy is in great shape, not all Americans are benefiting. That, according to Montana Governor and Democratic presidential candidate Steve Bullock on CNN's State of the Union.
44% of Americans don't have $400 in case an emergency happens. So the guy that cleans this very building paid more in taxes last year than Amazon did with $10 billion in profit. So, yeah, the economy's booming for a whole lot of folks, but for a whole lot of folks, they're not getting a lot better because of what the Trump tax cuts and what President Trump has done.
Saudi Arabia does not want war, but will not hesitate to defend itself against Iran. That according to a top Saudi diplomat today after the kingdom's energy sector was targeted this past week amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf. A senior Iranian military commander was similarly quoted as saying his country is not looking for war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic, and on the line with us from New Mexico is one of our regular callers as well, and regular friends of the show, Frank, who's got a question for the Swami. So, Swami, are you all set, ready for the question?
Hey, I am. It's good to hear. Good to hear Frank's voice. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? Anyway, the car in question is my Mary 86 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme Brougham with the 307 V8. I was wondering if you could give me a quick rundown on the MAP, Manifold Absolute Pressure Sensor, because my code's calling for one. And also, where is the mass airflow sensor on that car? I can't find it. I wanted to clean it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Well, first, the MAP, or MAP sensor, mass air positioning sensor, it's measuring, it's mapping out how much air is going in that air intake. So it's you have also a barometer sensor. So the mass airflow sensor is a measure of the volume and the weight of the air going across the needle of it. And so that helps the computer adjust how much fuel it should spray down the throat, of course, with TBI or multi-port.
Right. I'm just wondering, where's the location on that car? I can't find it, even in my shop manual.
Okay, V8. So, now, you've purchased one already, haven't you, Frank?
No. I wanted to get at it and clean it for a start, but I can't even find it.
Okay. So, if I remember right,
it's got to be somewhere in the intake, I would figure.
No, it's up in the air snorkel area.
That's what I mean, yeah. The snorkel, yeah. The engine air intake, right?
Right. Yeah, it's up in the air snorkel area. And it's got electrical plug-ins, three wires on it. And it's just a push down and pull, you know, the connector out. But when you said something about cleaning, now, does it have a lot of miles on it?
104,000.
Okay. And why I ask that, because we can clean them with not carburetor cleaner, but fuel injection spray. And CRC is the brand that works really, really well. It has Teflon in it. So I mention all that because a lot of folks, you know, yes, the air intake and that butterfly right there, when you take that rubber snorkel off and you get into the air plan, which is basically just the air intake manifold on the engine, that's where the throttle plate is, it's going to get carboned up and look dirty and stuff. And so a lot of folks spray in AutoZone, O'Reilly's, you know, just a generic spray. Don't ever do carburetor spray. What I'm saying there is just too harsh. And so what happens is, and this gets back to the mass airflow sensor. If it's got that many miles on it, I would just replace it, throw it away, and start with a new one. Because it's been down the road enough miles now.
And I can do that. I just don't know where the thing is. I guess I just have to look for that little three wire prong.
Right. And put your eyes on that air circle going into the airplane too.
Yeah. Also, the other question was, okay, we spoke about the mass airflow sensor. I also have I got a code to replace the MAP, M-A-P, Manifold Absolute Pressure sensor.
Yes.
And I know where that is, and I've got a new one, an AC Delco.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring that's the reason, one of the reasons caused my emissions failure. I got a new card on there, too. So I'm just getting everything up to snuff. Go back for the retest, you know.
No, right. And one thing too. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that, Frank. You've got two codes. Then it sounds like two trouble fault codes, right? Two numbers.
No, just the 34. Code 34 for the manifold absolute pressure.
Oh, okay.
Manifold, okay. Yes. MAP sensor. And I went to it, and I found the doggone little vacuum line to it was broken. In addition, so there's another problem.
Right, right.
But I'm going to replace that puppy anyway. I got it. It arrived Friday.
Right, because of age, of course. You know, the heat.
Yeah.
Our engines get hot and cold, of course, when they cool off. We start to get them hot again. So it's like an oven in there, cooks them. But a lot of the times, too, that you're going to have, and I'm going to say it out loud here again for everybody, because you only have one fault trouble code, and sometimes because the engine light came on, right? And then you scanned it. And or parts store scan for free. But I had a gentleman here with an Infiniti G20. They left the light on. They never had it scanned because it still ran good. And so they just kept driving it. And so today it's I finally have it done. But you know, this is about $1,800 later. There was six codes in the car. So six trouble fault codes. And what started all of it? The engine light, I told him, was on originally just because the knock sensor was out. And so each and every one of these parts. Sensors, your next sensor that will go out will be the barometer sensor if you don't replace the manifold pressure switch right now. So don't ever want to let the light stay on too long, get scanned for free at the parts stores, and then replace, have that, you know, part replaced. Now, do you have a scanner, Frank, to clear the codes?
All I did to clear the code was when we replaced the carburetor, you know, I just connected the battery. And when I hooked it back up, codes were gone, you know. The new carburetor was on. We started it up, and then it called for that 34 code, the MAP sensor.
Right. Okay.
So that was the next step. And then I was wondering at the same time, why can't I find that mass airflow sensor? You know, either clean it or replace it or something. But now I think I have a better idea of just where to look.
Right. And you only use the CRC brand, or look for a brand that says Teflon, and it's fuel injection spray cleaner.
I've got the CRC. I got it yesterday.
Good.
O'Reilly's.
Good. And that, sometimes if we don't get the stuff that's got the Teflon in it, what happens, everybody will be cleaning their own air intake themselves because there's no engine light on, but they're just trying to do some cleanup, you know, and make sure that light never does come on and clean it up. And then when we spray with a spray that doesn't have a Teflon, it ends up burning the tips out of the barometer, the TPS, which is the throttle positioning sensor, takes out the mass airflow. It takes them all out because they're all in the air intake right there. So now just put your eyeballs right on the right, go right to the hard cast of the intake manifold, and you'll see that switch right there. And that's the TPS switch that's hooked to the throttle plate, but your sensor that you want to replace is,
yeah, I know where the because it's, you know, I was working with that on the old carb, but there's a brand new carb in there now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting everything up enough for the retest.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you again, too. I had a customer in my office / studio here where I'm sitting right now, and I have that Black Air CD that you sent Bob and I here and displayed.
Oh.
It's amazing. I've got, along with all my other goodies on the walls here, you know, all the memories. I got a picture. I'll share this, Bob, with everybody. I've got a picture of Bob and I with Casey Kasem up at Casey Kasem's house out front with the Plymouth Prowler. So,
that's right. That's true.
Got a lot of memories, but this gentleman grabbed this Black Air CD right off the, where it was displayed. I'm going, whoa, why don't you touch my stuff, you know? He's like, hey, you got one of these cars? Where'd you get this? He got real right in my face, and I said, No, man. This is one of our good friends on the air that gave this to me. He's got one. He says, well, I've got one, too. So, you know, thanks, Frank. Thank you again, because it was, I didn't know he had one here in Boise. So,
well, you're welcome. You know, Bob, I need to find an address for Motorhead Mike, because I owe him one of those discs. I promised him one, and I lost his address and his phone number, too. And I've been trying to look him up, and how would I look him up? Motorhead Mike on the Internet?
be best to go to his radio station's website.
Oh, which radio station is that? Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Fort Payne, Alabama. It's WFPA.
Oh, WFPA. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, because I owe him one of those discs, and I lost his address.
Oh, that's great. Well, we've got your address and your telephone number, and the slime people will be happy now. So thank you so much for being such a great guest.
I appreciate it, Mark, and I love the show, Bob.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Frank.
There he is, Frank, the man who gave the name Swami to Mark. If you would like to ask the Swami a question, why don't you dial us up right now at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Mark Evans is in the house, the Swami, the gentleman that you can call up and get a free over-the-air diagnostic workup. And if there's something wrong with your vehicle and want to run it by Mark, if you've been told by your local mechanic you need to drop a lot of money that you do not have, then by all means, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Got a question here from Peter in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and this is an interesting one. He says he recently purchased a used 2006 Chrysler PT Cruiser with 69,000 original miles on it. The only problem is the check engine light went on. He brought it to one shop, and they said it was a transmission code, and they reset it, and he didn't do anything else after that except wait for the light to come on again. He brought it to another shop, and they said it's either the computer or it's the fuse box. But he admits that it does at times, even though it's got a old four-speed automatic transmission, which is, you know, was standard in that vehicle, he does notice at times that it doesn't like to shift into high gear. It will stay in second gear or third gear a little longer than usual. Any suggestions, Mark?
Well, that little PT Cruiser, Bob, you know, you and I know that pretty well from our trip over to Frankfurt, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the debut on them, and me and I stood there and looked at them on the debut, first time we ever got to see them in Frankfurt. And I looked at it at that time, you know, I never did tell you this, that it's like, you know, I've got to learn those now, those PT Cruisers now. You know, it's a new breed, and I've seen a lot of them in the shop. I do see a lot of transmission codes. It sounds like we've got a 737 code is the number up, sounds like what Peter's got here. I guess since he's been to two shops, I'm wondering if Peter, if you've got the same code, if they did tell you the same trouble fault code number. We got to verify that first. First thing, and always the first thing, is always check the transmission. These PT Cruisers will throw a code if the transmission is low on fluid. And so with that too, if it's low on fluid, I'm talking just a pint of fluid, transmission fluid, of course. Check it neutral when it's up to operating temperatures, but that'll cause it not to shift in those high gears, Bob, like Peter's mentioning. With that too said, why not? I'd like to have Peter go to AutoZone or Pep Boys or O'Reilly's, whatever parts store, NAPA is there in that area where Peter lives, and have them scan it. And they'll let you read the scan tool also and see what the number is at that time. And here's another behind-the-door scenes, too. Well, I'm not trying to hide anything, and that's why I'm mentioning this. Peter could actually just get that code number and go to Google and put in capital P, capital O, P-O, and then put the number in and hit enter. And that'll literally bring up the PT Cruiser in the Google search, and that'll bring it up, or you could go to YouTube, and that'll bring it up. And you'd be amazed at how many, you know, people have filmed themselves telling all of us how to fix that code. But it sounds like at this point now, there's two things that it could be. It could be just low on fluid, literally setting that code off, and or, believe it or not, Bob, the TPS, throttle positioning sensor. Those are literally, like Frank and I were talking earlier, they're up on the throttle plate, so when you give it throttle gas, get the go pedal. It actually has got an electronic controlled sensor right there that not only tells the computer how fast you want to go, but it also tells the electronics, it tells the transmission how fast you are going. So that TPS, it could be a throttle positioning sensor that's bad on that cruiser. So that's what I've been finding here when they come into my shop. So we check the fluid. It's usually a little bit low. We go out for a drive. That fixes it. Then we've had them. As soon as you fill it full of fluid and get it full, you have to clear the coats. Now, we can't do like Frank did on the PT Cruiser. It's too new. You can't disconnect the battery and wait 5 minutes and then reconnect the battery. That code will still be in the hard drive in the computer. So you have to have a scan tool to clear it. And if you, and this is with all cars from pretty much 2001 on up. You have to have a scan tool to clear the code out of the hard drive. And if you don't do that, then you can disconnect the battery and the light will go out, but at the same time, it's going to come back on you. So I'd recommend, and I don't believe, truthfully, the parts stores will clear the codes for people. I've never really been involved with asking them to do that, and I've never heard of them clearing the codes. I just hear them giving, as the customers come to me, hey, I headed over to our store, they gave me this code, and that's when I go to my fixer.
Very good. That's some great advice. What could be a very simple situation, so he just needs to bring it to another facility, have them scan it, get the code number, and then go home and look it up on the computer.
He
could end up saving quite a bit of money.
Yeah, and at the same time, I don't have a problem. You know, you ship a lot of people over to me through the email. It's autotalkradio@yahoo.com. I don't have a problem emailing folks back, Bob, you know, of course, and helping them. I do have the big boy book, as we call it. It has all the code numbers in for all the different makes and models. I have all that. So, and again, that's just when we get an engine light on and a trouble fault code number, that just helps all of us. Doesn't matter if you're a mechanic or a residential person trying to fix your own. That's just the starting point to help us get on the same roadway to figure out what is wrong. So, and the TPS switch, I'm going to throttle positioning sensor on the PT Cruiser and along with all the other cars. When you buy them, they're only held on with two bolts, but the holes that the bolts go through they're quite big. That means that you can adjust the TPS sensor from forward to back, and that that adjusts the idle. Well, the only way you can do that is through with an ohm meter, and you have to get in the book again / computer CD ROM here to get how many ohms that PT Cruiser is supposed to be setting at. So that's how we fine-tune a TPS throttle positioning sensor. So a lot of people, they actually replace their own throttle positioning sensor, two screws, no big deal, unplug it, put the new one on, plug it. They do mark the where the bolts were on the old one, and they take it out and they put it right back at the same where the bolts are marked and all that from the old one. But guess what? That's the old one. The new one has to be measured in how many ohms. For example, the Infiniti G20 I just did has got to have basically 5.8 ohms. And I have it hooked up to the ohmmeter, and I just smooth that TPS until I see 5.8, and I'm done. So there's still a little bit of, fine-tuning on every single part we can offer it on, so we've got to be careful there.
That's a good point. And again, it points out the fact that you really need to have a trusted mechanic in your back pocket that you can go to if you're not going to your dealership, if you're out of warranty, and that's the vast majority of folks out there. It's so important to have somebody on your side, somebody that you can trust, someone who is an ASC certified technician like Mark. And Mark,
yeah,
I know...
Oh, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, you mentioned that doing some traveling. I've seen that locally here with some mechanics that will come to your house to actually fix your vehicle. Is that a common new trend emerging among mechanics, that at-home service?
Well, it's kind of funny. That's where I actually started, was doing mobile, and it way back when, and that helped me get somewhere. I mean, it was a wow factor because nobody was doing it. And so it's coming back now, Bob. It literally is coming back. The mechanics are getting the trucks and the mobile vans and stuff, and we've seen a couple new ones around Boise here coming to. So the young generation, that I was young when I started, and you got to be young to do that. So when I get shipped out, I don't do that anymore. I used to. It was about 5 years ago, where commercial account that could be like they are 100 miles away. They don't really want to deal with trying to figure out a mechanic in that town when they already have me here in 100 miles away. So they just ship me over there, and I do have lots and lots of tools. I have triples and fours, I guess you could call them, wrenches and stuff. So
you got all your tools.
Toolbox for the road.
That's fantastic. As usual, time just flies. Anytime you're with us, we'll get you back for another full hour real soon. But thanks for helping everybody out, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob. It's always a gift to be with everybody and yourself.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.